Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in, Upstate. I'm back. Yes, relaxed, rested. In Diesel, I would be apropos for 93.3, the planet rocks, because I'm still rocking. And I don't mean, rock and rolling. I'm still rocking a little bit like I'm walking down the deck of the ship that we were on last week. And, it's the only negative thing for me about a cruise is when you get off of it for a few more days, it still gives you some entertainment when you least expect it.
Yeah, I saw
that rocking motion.
I saw that little patch on the back of your neck, and I wasn't certain if it was just like, replacement therapy of some kind.
No, I multiple people have been, you can take that off. Listen, even though I'm rocking, it's not near as bad as it's been in past. So I'm going to roll this thing a couple of more days out of, psychosomatic, if anything else. But, as I sit down here in the bar at Smoke on the Water, I can't decide if it's the ship rocking or if it's the Crown Royal back there going, hey, bud, you hadn't had any of me in the last couple of days. Because, we didn't get a whole lot out at ship outside of ABC. Obviously, we were on the Disney Cruise Line, and you got a few things, ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, but you got the international version of those. So outside the NBA Finals, didn't see much on the cruise ship. And we did see that, but only saw the second halves of the game, so because our seating was the 8:15 seating, and you're talking about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes before 15 Sturgis family members finish their meal and depart. So, it was cool. I checked in last Monday, a week ago today, from Cozumel. We were in a place most tourists, if you ever been to Cozumel, know Senor Frogs, and I checked my email and I checked my Twitter account and everything. Things seemed to be fine. Pants looked like he had things held down here. Diesel, he had hit me with a message. He was really enjoying working with you. And one thing that he was dealing with one of our dogs, and we told him what to do, and boom, that's the last time I checked in until we got up on Saturday morning and started getting off the ship and heading for the airport. So I am actually a little bit behind on some things, if you will. So I'll tell you, at 5 o'clock, at 5:20, we'll be joined locally by Chris Smith, our Big Ten fan. I got a couple of things to get in with him, as well as Tyler Butler. Also at 5 o'clock, one guest today, Corey McCartney from Fox Sports South, talking about the white-hot Atlanta Braves, 9-1 in their past 10 games, 42-30 overall, 2.5-game lead. Yet most of the chitter-chatter that I saw on Twitter, I guess that would be chatter on Twitter, Diesel, you would have thought the Braves were about 4-6 in their last 10 games because they blew a bullpen lead on Saturday, and a lot of people got upset, and I'm like, you're 42-30 at this point of the year. You just added Dallas Keuchel. He's down at the Double-A. He pitched seven innings last night, only gave up one earned run. That front office with the Atlanta Braves may actually know what they're doing. So we tend to pick at the scabs when something goes wrong, but 9-1 in your last 10 games, hard to go wrong with that. Also, listen, take a look at the videos today, the reporting going on from the city of Toronto, because you want to talk about how big it was for Toronto to win a NBA title in six games over the Golden State Warriors. Diesel, they had three million, roughly 3 million people in downtown Toronto today for their victory parade and their celebration, which included a massive chant of 5 more years to Kawhi Leonard. But, man, the ratings are starting to come in, and they, you know, some people would say they were down here in the U.S., but that doesn't take into the Canadian markets. As a matter of fact, game 6, I believe, I saw just a few minutes ago, maybe the most witnessed contest on eyeballs when it comes to North America. So it is a big, big deal. And, you know, they are celebrating. And, of course, we're going to get into some of the drama that's going on in the NBA here after a while. So, Diesel, outside of that, you know, how are things going with you? You got the your fishing channel up on up on YouTube, and I found just somebody out there on the cruise ship I was telling you about that would love to come up and have you come up to Franklin, North Carolina, to that area and share a couple of fishing holes with you up there in the mountains. So how bad did you miss me last week, or were you like me hoping I had a couple of days more vacation once I got back to Greenville?
Well, Sturge, you know, you have such a massive presence around here. It's hard to not be felt. There's a vacuum. There's a vacuum around ESPN Upstate when there's no Mark Sturgis around. So that's a really nice way to say that you suck. But, okay, you know, it's good to have you back. It really is. We had ourselves a solid week, man. We had two really big events going on. We had NHL Game 7, which is always fantastic. We had NBA Finals go to Game 6. We had Mark Ryan getting drunk on some frou-frou liquor called Kinky at a party the other night. Man, it was a big week.
Wow, I want to hear some about
and
that.
And he's wearing acid wash jeans today. So Mark Ryan's on fire.
In fuego. Well, yeah. Let me – a couple of those things that you just hit on. Let me every night up on the 13th floor of the ship, there's an upstairs bar. And granted, it closed at midnight, but that's where kind of a lot of us would meet up. And it was a lot of SEC football fans, a couple of South Carolina fan, couple of South Carolina fan that went to Coastal, her boyfriend that went to Coastal who just got his master's from Tennessee, another Tennessee fan, a Georgia fan, Tyler, who we just felt sorry for him as a Nebraska fan, so we let him hang out with us, and a couple more. And we got into some really in-depth conversations. And then you meet some other people as well. And Jeff and Kathy from out in Missouri, we actually met them up there. And, of course, they're keeping up. They're huge St. Louis Blues fans. So they're having to keep up with the Game 7 against Boston in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals basically across the crawl on the bottom on ESPN because you couldn't get it out there. You know, even if you had an internet package, trust me, it would cost way too much to stream because we talked about doing that. Somebody, y'all want to go in on the biggest internet package, and we figured out through the live streaming and how much the bits per minute are, you'd run through that massive internet package by the end of the second period. So here they are, biggest moment, and they're hockey fans. They got their Blues gear on every, you know, way before. Then we happened to be on an excursion with them on Tuesday. And they win Wednesday night. Kathy could not have been a sweeter girl. Jeff's all of about 6'5", 6'6". He could have been an enforcer on the ice. I hate to tell stories behind their backs, but I guess it was Wednesday night that the Blues won. She's got one of those buckets of beer with like 8 beers in it. Doesn't even know where she is at that point, celebrating so hard. And she's like, "You just don't have an idea. We've been Blues fans our whole lives, and they finally win." It is amazing to watch how that affects people that you really don't have any play in the game. You know what I mean? And then there, of course, were some Canadians on the cruise ship. And then we're doing a vacation next month with our friends from Canada. I've never heard "Go Raptors" from them before and this, that, and the other. So it was funny to watch the different expressions, if you will, when it comes to stuff, especially when you can't watch it live. You know what I mean? And the NHL, that was a hell of a 7-game series. And I was just glad I mean, even though our good friend Eric J. Boynton of the Spartanburg Herald Journal is a big New England sports fan, I was just glad New England didn't get another, because after seeing them fight up there in the TD Trade Center a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of nights before we left to go on the cruise, I was just tired of Boston fans at that point. But, you know, the one thing I did get home and get to enjoy, Diesel, I know you're not a golfer, you're learning how to play golf and everything, but I really, really dug the U.S. Open being on primetime Saturday night and Sunday. Now, I know you have a life, but we had had a long day of travel on Saturday and getting home, and then I think everybody in our house just crashed out on Father's Day yesterday until you felt like getting up. Some was later than others, but it was. I really enjoyed seeing it out there on the West Coast and being able to relax at night. And the ratings for the U.S. Open, I mean, they were off the charts. And I think that's because even some of the people on the West Coast really got a chance to watch and zoom in. Did you catch any of that? Because that's what I want to talk about next, is the U.S. Open. Because, I mean, it wasn't a great tournament, was it not? It was one of the storylines, one of the younger guys on tour that maybe had a little too much success early. But just kind of starting us off on that, Diesel, did you watch any of the golf? Did that interest you in prime time? Because that's usually something that you see mid to late afternoon the rest of the year.
No, I didn't actually watch any of the golf.
I was amazed because Gary Woodland, a very interesting story. You know, we know Brooks Koepka. You know, he's not your traditional golfer. A lot, and by that I mean Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth grew up playing the game of golf. Brooks Koepka, Gary Woodland, they're athletes that play golf. For people that don't know, Gary Woodland actually played D2 basketball somewhere out in Kansas or Nebraska, somewhere out there. And matter of fact, they played an exhibition game at the University of Kansas. So he was a good athlete before he transferred to Kansas to join the golf team. And so that's one of the things I find fascinating right now, is seeing guys like Brooks Koepka, Gary Woodland, some of these other guys. You know, they kind of came to the game. They probably played it, but came all in, if you will, later on as compared to some of these others. But, man, they, you know, one of our regulars here in Smoke on the Water walked in. First thing he said to me after not seeing me for a couple of weeks is, they got to deaden that golf ball. Because, I'm sorry, hitting an 8-iron 200 yards, being able to hit a ball out of the rough, as we saw a couple of times yesterday, and get enough spin on it to stop it. Come on, man. That's not what's supposed to go on in the game of golf. But I got to admit, I did enjoy primetime golf. We'll come back. We'll open up the phone lines. Get in with us, Diesel. I got a couple other things to tell you about the highs and lows now that you're done setting up a couple of questions. And I also need to know what went on last week, Diesel, that maybe I didn't hear about, because I never had a phone in my hand checking my Twitter account after last Monday. But we are live here at Smoke on the Water in the Bar Area. Always glad to be back here, because it's absolutely next level. Give us a call, 844-GSP-ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Couple of news and notes. Day number three of the College World Series, and we have an elimination game taking place already. They're about halfway through. And Texas Tech had a solo home run about 10 minutes ago. They currently own, do the Red Raiders, a 4-3 lead on the Arkansas Razorbacks. And Listen, number one, the 27th out can be so difficult to get. We know what happened. Just, last year, Arkansas down to the 20. They're down to only needing one strike to win the College World Series. They give it up, and they end up losing the next night. And, you know, oh so close, yet so far. Same thing took place last night. And I got to admit, due to the rivalry, due to my where I went to school, due to my fandom, it's really, really hard for me to pull for Auburn when it comes to anything. However, I am pulling for Auburn because we know the story that took place about a week before I go on vacation with the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramblett, and his wife being killed in a car accident. And just very sad. I mean, I walked up to an Auburn guy on the ship last week and just said, I'm sorry. He goes, man, I've heard that more from Alabama. So Auburn's sort of off my list, even though I did not like the camouflage hats that they wore last night. But, I mean, they took a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning against Mississippi State, and they lost in the ninth with only one hit that made it out of the infield, and that was the first one. That was a double that got somebody on base, and then a myriad of things went on. But Auburn looked like they got out of it with two out when guy hits a normal, nice, round, high, soft hop to the third baseman, and he sailed it over the first baseman's head, and that's how Mississippi State ties the game, and then they get the game winner on a dribbler right in between the shortstop and the second baseman. And, I mean, 4-1, you go in, and that turned out to be the 28th come from behind win for the season for Mississippi State. But I don't know. Camouflage hats, black, all black uniforms, stuff like that works for me in midweek games, but not out there in the national championship. I guess you can call me Fuddy and Duddy a bunch today as you didn't get the opportunity to last week. But again, that 27th out in baseball can be one of the most difficult things to do. And you know, I felt so bad for that third baseman because if anything, his tempo might have been interrupted by the guy running in front of him, but you have to make that play to end the game when, quite frankly, nobody expected you to be in Omaha, much less up 4-1 on Mississippi State. As we mentioned, Texas Tech up 4-3 on Arkansas right now in an elimination game. And listen, we're already seeing the first storyline put together out there in Omaha. Tonight's winner's bracket game between Michigan and Florida State. Whoever takes that game, listen, they're in really good shape to control their way to the championship series. Nobody thinks highly of Big Ten baseball yet. There's Michigan. Florida State, woo, boy, it's not how you start and go midway through the season. It's how you end. And Mike Martin and the Florida State Seminoles, I mean, they got a 1-0 win on Saturday over Arkansas. You don't see 1-0 wins. Michigan got a 5-3 win over Texas Tech. I would have thought both of those teams would have lost. And then yesterday, Vanderbilt gets a 3-1 win over Louisville. Mississippi State, as we mentioned, they come back for their 28th comeback win of the year, 5-4 over Auburn. Therefore, you got all SEC matchup in the winner's bracket tomorrow night. Vanderbilt and Mississippi State, Louisville and Auburn will play at 1 p.m. tomorrow in an elimination game. So that'll get you caught up on the College World Series. And then Diesel, I know you'll love this, only 68 days to the beginning of the college football season. But Diesel, I was wrong. I was completely and totally wrong. I didn't think that there was a way that Golden State would lose to the Toronto Raptors. And not only do we have a new NBA champion, they did it in six games, and they did it on Golden State's floor. But the thing is, do you put an asterisk next to it? Because I was watching that game Sunday night or Thursday night last week, and if Bullfrogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their butts. If butts were candy, you could say whatever. When Klay Thompson went down with that injury, dunking the ball, comes out and hits two free throws, and then he never sees the floor again. That was the difference in the series, because anybody that thought Quinn Cook, the former Duke guard, would be out there on the floor during crunch time of an elimination game in game six of the finals, you got to be kidding me. The NBA needed Toronto to win this series. Why? Because I don't even think they could have explained it. If Golden State got the win with Kevin Durant out with an Achilles injury, Klay Thompson tears his ACL and everything else that went on, it would have been a travesty to see Golden State win that series. So I think this was a win-win for the NBA. They got a whole brand-new market all excited up north of the border right now. Who knows, Kawhi Leonard may stay there. But, you know, in reality, I couldn't believe some of the players on the floor in crunch time Thursday night for Golden State. So congratulations to Toronto, but it almost feels like there should be just a little bit of a small asterisk next to it.
Why? I mean, why are we all of a sudden questioning every champion we don't like? Why are we trying to take something away from champions just because we don't feel like they had to go through – a hard enough path to get there? I don't agree with that statement at all, Sturge. I don't think we should try to tear down champions just because it doesn't feel good. They're champions. They got the trophies, so they are the champions. If we're a country that's obsessed with rings and with trophies, if they're the ones who have the rings and the trophy, they're the champions. I don't care how everybody else feels about it.
Oh, they're going to raise the banner. They're having the championship parade, everything else today. But, you know, again, look at who wasn't on the floor and everything else. And, man, it just I'm a firm believer in beating teams at their best. And this was an attrition type of series. Hey, listen, I'm glad. Maybe it opens up the NBA. But, you know, I think it helped the NBA that Quinn Cook and a bunch of, you know, second and third teamers were out there on the floor for Golden State. It just lets you know how it went down. And, you know, even the Golden State Warriors knew it. They were classy. I mean, they put a full-page ad out today in the Toronto newspaper congratulating them. I'm just saying, in my personal mind, we didn't see two teams go at full strength. I would always love to see what happens in that. I'm not denying that Toronto is the champion. I just, you know, it sure was a hell of a lot easier with no Kevin Durant, but that limited amount, and then Klay Thompson tearing up his knee on a dunk there at the end of the game and everything else that went wrong. It's just Toronto is your champion. They just didn't beat a team that was at full strength, but that's why you play the game. But again, in my personal opinion, is there'll always be a little asterisk, because one of the things we do in sports at times is what if, you know what I mean? And you know, what if there was a little bit of help for some of those other players? But I still maintain it was great for the NBA, because, you know, it's turned into a 365 day a year business. Now we're seeing the trade go down yesterday. Anthony Davis being traded from New Orleans to L.A. And for one of the first times, you can't convince me that New Orleans didn't get the better end of this deal, even though they got Lonzo Ball in it. I mean, they got some good young talent to go surround Zion with, and now the L.A. Lakers get a petulant, at best, Anthony Davis that has to go in there and decide if he wants to share the spotlight with one LeBron James. And the overreactions today have been next level, Diesel. The L.A. Lakers are now the betting favorites for the next year's NBA title. Let's now see how free agency goes, who decides to come back where, and also how injured Golden State is. You know what I mean? When can Klay Thompson come back? What's he going to do? But just because the L.A. Lakers got Anthony Davis in a trade, which, by the way, Magic gave the thumbs up to, the Lakers are now the betting favorite. That may be just simply the fact that Lonzo Ball's not going to be around there anymore. Did you see that his son, right before we got on the air, Diesel, LaMelo Ball, announces he will skip his year of college. He will go play pro ball next season in Australia, and says that he's going to go get himself ready to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Probably not a bad move, but he ain't that good. But you might as well give the upside to it. Do you see LaVar Ball's comments about Lonzo being traded for Anthony Davis in that group, Diesel? I tried to go get audio on it today, and it wouldn't work. But LaVar Ball, I mean, if there, Oh, we just as soon as we say go away, he resurfaces and you have to talk about it. But this was LeVar Ball's full comments. I guarantee it will be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they will never win another championship. Guarantee it. They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it because I told y'all it was all crashing down. Now it will completely crash, but at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave them a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you could get the three Ball brothers, you're going to survive this. You let them go, it's going to be a cold day in hell. You know what? That comment may be great if all your kids could actually play in the NBA. So, the bad thing about this for the NBA is LeVar Ball gets to go hang out in New Orleans next year. Do you think any of them real syrupy drinks like Hurricanes and all that stuff, Diesel, do you think that might cause him to yap his jaws a little bit more? So, all right, so when we come back, I want to ask Diesel, we'll get into some golf, but I want to ask Diesel what else I missed last week while I was out. 844-GSP-ESPN. We're going to talk more about the trade between the Lakers and the Pelicans when our friends get here in the 5 o'clock hour, but who won it? It felt like it ended up being a pretty fair trade when all was said and done.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, it's my first day back, man. Still floating around like I'm on the seas right now, Diesel. But, man, you and Pants were on top of everything last week. For the most part, you know, it was a couple of championship decided. St. Louis beats Boston in the NHL and, of course, Toronto. 3 million people in downtown Toronto today celebrating the Raptors knocking off the Warriors. Anything else go on that I need to know about? Because, again, I couldn't even go check my Twitter after Monday last week. So you want to talk about – it was awesome. I'm sorry. It was awesome to be completely disconnected from email, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, even if it was just for 5 days.
Well, the reason you couldn't check your Twitter is because O.J. Simpson broke Twitter.
Say what?
Yeah, O.J. Simpson is now officially on Twitter. On the 14th, which was Friday of last week,
Yep.
O.J. Simpson jumped on Twitter, and he's posted 3 tweets so far, 3 tweets since Friday, and already has over 600,000 Twitter followers. It's absolutely nuts. Every single thing that he's posted has been a video, and he's had some sort of weird cryptic things to say, including that he's, quote, got a little getting even to do. He also said, quote, I get to challenge the BS and set the record straight. And then he has a long 2-minute video about his relationship or what he claims to be a lack thereof with Kris Jenner. So he says that he's going to post and post videos and tweet about sports and life and all kinds of things. So we're just going to have to wait and see. And, of course, you know, with OJ, he's such a fascinating figure. And he's also extremely polarizing, obviously, because there's many, many people who are convinced that he did it, that he killed his wife. There are plenty of people out there who believe that he did not kill his wife. We don't know. That's the thing. He was never convicted of it. And so in the eyes of the law, he did not do it. However, he was determined criminally liable, and so he's been pumping almost every dollar that he's made back to the Goldman family for years. And as a matter of fact, today, Serge, I don't know if you realize, today marks the 25th anniversary of the Bronco Chase.
Yeah, I saw that. And an interesting question. What were you doing 25 years ago today when that Bronco Chase went down?
Well, 25 years ago today, I was 10, so I'm guessing I was in elementary school.
Hopefully you're on summer vacation, but I think that right. Knowing you well enough, you were probably at summer school. But
I was in some sort of a summer camp, that's for sure. 25 years ago, but I remember that. See, there are a few moments, I think, from around that time period that really kind of, for whatever reason, stuck in my memory. It was watching the Bronco Chase. It was watching the OJ trial. Not really understand. I was 10. I couldn't really understand exactly what was going on watching it on TV. But I also remember, you know, watching CNN having live footage of Desert Storm, watching tracer bullets fly back and forth. So, I mean, I'm sure that had some sort of a negative consequence on me. But the internet, like I said, has gone completely insane with OJ being on Twitter. Honestly, I'm surprised he's not on some form of social media before now. But who knows what exactly he's going to post about. Oh. But, man, it is absolutely lit Twitter on fire.
Well, I would say this much. Follow at your own risk. If you do, I would pay attention to more like the midnight to 2 a.m. posts when he's got some liquor in his system. You know what I mean? Who knows who he may come after. But I can tell you where I was 25 years ago today. I was in my first job in Knoxville working for the Tennessee Production Center, particularly Big Mama Recording Studios. And me and my roommate, who went to Full Sail with me, We went out down on the Cumberland Avenue Strip at the University of Tennessee, and we were sitting at the bar at Best Italian Cafe because we wanted to watch the NBA Finals. It was, I believe, the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks. And they did more coverage of the OJ chase, and when they did kind of go back to, I believe it was Madison Square Garden, they do it in a split-screen capacity. And it was like one of these nights that everybody on the street, you know, UT's out for the summer, but, you know, still a lot of people went to some of the non-student spots down there, if you will. And everybody just kind of came in and sat down and quietly just started checking out that entire. I mean, it literally, things stopped. You know what I mean? And I'll never forget Knoxville, Tennessee. Ken Earhart, met in his honor this weekend on the cruise ship, made friends with another Nebraska fan, Tyler. So, but, yeah, I can remember just sitting here, him going. It kind of got to the point, Diesel, when they do the split screen or go back to the NBA game, you're like, turn it back to the OJ chase.
Sure. Well, the thing about OJ, I think the whole OJ trial, I think really just changed American media. In a massive way. It all became, if it bleeds, it leads. So, I understand why a lot of people are very upset with O.J. Simpson having a voice. And, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of discussion out there. Should Twitter shut O.J. Simpson down? No, they absolutely should not.
They can't.
They can't. There's a lot of debate out there nowadays, Sturge, though, with you know, especially with Facebook and, you know, the concepts of hate speech and all that. Should these media providers, should these outlet providers have the ability to shut down certain accounts? And they can't. It's a First Amendment issue. You can't shut him down. Many, many people are going to go follow him on Twitter, and that's fine. You know, I decided to go follow him on Twitter because I want to see what he's going to do. You know,
you
I mean,
see what the train wreck's
yeah,
going to be.
Yeah, well, the thing is, and a lot, yeah. I've already caught some heat already on Twitter for saying that I was going to go follow O.J. Simpson. But the thing is, in our position in sports talk radio, it's our responsibility to know what's happening. So I made it a point to go find out what this was all about. And, you know, look, it's fine. If you don't condone it, don't follow him. That's all there is.
You know, we've lost that ability. If you don't like something, then don't watch it or don't follow it or don't, but, you know, don't take it out of the play for everybody. And number two, I know my personal thoughts. I think OJ did it. You know, I know my own personal thoughts, but you hit the nail on the head. The man is innocent, and he is still going to be innocent until proven guilty, even though he has the lawsuits and the payouts and the, when it comes to negligence, you know what I mean? Not for murder itself. So, I mean, in the eyes of the law, therefore, in the rest of us, he has a right to be on Twitter or anywhere else that we like. Now, we don't have to like it, but you got to respect it in the fact that, he went and had a jury trial and he was acquitted. I think it was a lot of a farce, but that's the last thing we have to say about it, and that's what he's going
to
be.
And you know something I'm really interested to see, Sturge? I wonder if Twitter is going to verify O.J. Simpson. Now, that is a really interesting thing. And a lot of people say, well, what does it matter? It's just a little blue check mark. Well, no, there, as a matter of fact, as I was even searching for O.J. Simpson to find out where he was on Twitter, there's dozens and dozens of fake O.J. Simpson accounts, some of them with 20, 30,000 followers. But most people didn't do the homework to find out if they were actually following the right account or not. They just searched O.J. Simpson and they followed the wrong one. But the question is, will Twitter verify O.J. Simpson? I don't know. I don't know if somebody who's more in tune with Twitter than me could probably tell me. There's controversial figures out there. There's dozens of them, hundreds of them. Does Twitter verify these controversial figures, or is that sort of Twitter's way of censoring? They say, hey, we can't keep you off of Twitter. We can't ban you or block you from Twitter, but we can choose not to verify you.
It's going to be interesting because, again, until he ends up in jail, most of us base our feelings on OJ with the Nicole Simpson murder. You know, and again, he whether I like it or not, he's innocent of said charges, and you have the right freedom of speech in this country. There's nothing you can do about it because guess what? Somehow, some way down the line, let's say I'm accused of something and I know I didn't do it and I had to go to court to fight it. You know what? I want to have my right to speak freely as well. So will you follow O.J. Simpson on Twitter? Do you care about O.J. Simpson on Twitter? What were you doing 25 years ago today when the O.J. Simpson chase was going on? 844-GSP-ESPN. We'll come right back. It's Open Phones.
Sturge. Sturge, looking at our text messages here at 71307. One guy here says, I'm the same as you, Diesel. I hate to follow O.J. Simpson, but if I'm going to crucify him, I want to know the facts from the horse's mouth. Another one here says that he or she was at the Liberty Restaurant in Reno, Nevada during the O.J. chase.
You know what? I want to, first of all, I agree. Horse's mouth, horse's ass. I don't know which one we're talking about when it comes to OJ, because be honest with you.
It's undeniable. He's a bad guy.
Well, just look at what's gone on since he was ever, acquitted in that trial. You know, theft, drunk, actually a good fraternity boy on a Saturday night in Athens, Georgia, Diesel. But my point being, I don't necessarily like the guy, and don't go away mad, just go away, but it is his right. But since they did bring up horse's mouth in there, can I share one thing with you, Diesel, that I think should be on your bucket list and everybody else's bucket list? And you know, as I meander my way through a rocking situation, dude, I had one of the coolest experiences last week when it comes to a horse. One of the cool things is you get off the boat and you go do an excursion, you know, and especially like in Jamaica where they warned you. I'm not making this up. They have a port area that kind of handles the cruise ships. They told you don't walk more than one block away from that port area because things can get really Jamaican dangerous, you know, even just within a block of the port. So that's why we made sure we scheduled a scheduled a excursion, and we went horseback riding, Chuka Tours, and we had about 2 hours on land, and then we stopped for a little bit, switched horses, and went in horseback riding in a lagoon. And I'm talking, we were in that water for a good 45 minutes to an hour. And that's when Sturge relaxed, man. That was like a, it was a thrill of a lifetime because, you know, you didn't go too fast, you know, trotting with the horses. You're like, yeah, man. You're wanting to kick him in the side and go, let's go. Let's just go blow this whole group off and forget about it. You know what I mean? That's what the horses did to you in the water. Because number one, they love it. It cools them off. Number two, they love being in the water because of the sandy bottoms. It doesn't hurt their horseshoes like dry land does. So my horse was Big John. And I know he was, you could tell he was so happy in that water. He'd slow down a little bit. He knew what he's doing. And then that way he'd open it up. And, oh, man, that was that moment on the cruise ship or on our trip last week that really just said, okay, relax, be in the moment, and forget about work and everything else. Diesel, I'm not sure I could wipe the grin off my face for the rest of the day. It was that was the lasting memory from the trip. That, and guess what? I tried to be a little bit adventurous when it comes to some of the food that we were served at night. This much I got to say about escargot. I tried it. No. Y'all can have that stuff. I don't care about how expensive it is. Anything that has to be covered in that much garlic and butter can't be that good to begin with. So that's my thought on escargot. What I fell in love with and could not get enough of, and it blew my mind, oxtail soup. Oxtail soup. Absolutely out of this world. So those were a couple of the highlights. But yeah, since OJ has been compared to a horse's mouth or a horse's ass, I just thought I'd share that.
Well, so, Tyler Butler got in with us on Twitter and said he absolutely went and followed OJ the moment he found out that he was on Twitter. I think he's with me. You know, he's, like I said, he is a fascinating and polarizing public figure. You don't have to look at it as a guilty pleasure. Ooh, I'm not following OJ to see what kind of creepy stuff he's going to say. The point is, he's worth talking about because he's interesting, and I would rather talk about him than LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball's just an idiot. O.J. Simpson actually did something early on in his life that was good. He did good things early on in his life, and it fell off the rails in the second half of his life. But he is by all means somebody that we should be talking about.
I mean, it'd be interesting. Freedom of speech is there. Should like a Charles Manson have a Twitter account? No, he's guilty. He's in jail. He multiple deaths. But you can't make, even though you may think in the back of my heart, or you know, I may think in the back of my heart, you may think as well, dude was innocent. He was not guilty. And you know what? So just take it for what it is. And Chris Smith looked at me and goes, oh, hell yeah, I followed O.J. Simpson. Again, I think the best tweets are going to be wherever he's living. Follow from midnight to 2 a.m. when he comes in with a little bit too much to drink and really decides, you know, that guy that did that to me this time, it's probably going to be freaking brutal. You know what I mean? So it may end up being some of the best drama out there. But let me tell you who's not having a lot of drama right now, Diesel, and that's our Atlanta Braves. And yes, when it comes to Straight Up with Sturge, they are our Atlanta Braves. They are now 42-30, 12 games over 500, and two-and-a-half game lead in the National League East. And, you know, fans are fans, and we need them when it comes to sports talk and a whole lot of other stuff. But every once in a while, fans are some of the worst people. You know, when I got back into Greenville on Saturday and was able to check in with Twitter and everything else, Saturday night the Braves blew a game with their bullpen. I thought that they must have dropped five or six games while I was gone. To find out that was the only game they lost. They had come back and stolen a couple as well. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Corey McCartney from Fox Sports South about the Braves and this run they are on. But let's give you a quick rundown when it comes to the American League East. The Yankees have a half-game lead on the Tampa Bay Rays. 5.5 games back are the Boston Red Sox. Forget about Toronto and Baltimore. In the AL Central, Minnesota has a 10-game lead on the Cleveland Indians, and Minnesota just continues to add personnel and get stronger. 13 on the White Sox. Detroit already 21 games back. I mean, Minnesota's going to have to do a whole lot to blow a place in the playoffs this year. In the AL West, the Houston Astros have a 9.5 game lead on the Rangers, 12 games on the A's, and 13 on the LA Angels. So the reality is, when it comes to the American League this year, you may have better races when it comes to the wild card than you do in the pennant. Now, as we mentioned, the Braves, 2.5 games up on the Phillies, 7.5 up on the Mets, 8.5 up on the Nats. Miami Marlins, 15.5 games back. In the NL Central, the Brewers now have a 1-game lead on the Cubs, 3.5 games on the St. Louis Cardinals, and 8 on the Pirates and Reds. And then finally out in the West, I think the best team in baseball may be the L.A. Dodgers. They have a 10.5 game lead on the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks, 13 with the Padres. So at least we have a couple of good division races in the National League. Really only 3 good division races in all of baseball. So that wild card, it's going to add some drama this year. And we'll continue to talk some Braves baseball with our buddy Corey McCartney from Fox Sports South when we come back. Then it's a free-for-all with Chris Smith and Tyler Butler joining us here at Smoke on the Water.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.